I mean, really. Do we need to, you know, let's explore. You know, I mean, in church, we're going to talk, we need to talk about these things. I mean, it really just blows my mind. The nonsense that is, it is taught in church. And that's why the people are asleep. To segue back into the, you know, the thing we're talking, you know, he's paraphrasing from Isaiah 60. And, you know, it was like, what is that? Is he misquoting the Old Testament? No, I mean, I do that all the time. I paraphrase. Because you capture the spirit of the thing. You know, it's not always in the letter. It's in the spirit. I mean, I could literally, just from what I know in the Bible, I could just start talking and say all kinds of stuff that would sound biblical, but that would not be exact quotes. But you know what? It would be right. Because of the Spirit of God which is in me. That's where prophesying kind of comes in. Because you're filled with the word of the Lord and you just start talking. You start just, you know, you really just, you know, and it just starts coming and flowing. Thus saith the Lord. And this and that. And then this is the way. And then thou shalt this. And it's like, do you think that, you know, etc. And it just flows by nature. Ah. Well, this is interesting because the next time I'm in my home church, I'm going to be singing this chapter. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. You know, awake, arise, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And the idea is that, you know, that Christ is the one who is causing us to rise from the dead. Wherein we were dead in trespasses and sins, he has raised us in newness of life. In the spirit. Now the flesh yet awaits. The redemption of our body. That's a very necessary part of salvation. But while we're on the earth, there are certain other things God wants that we should fulfill. Excuse me, I'm choking on coffee. And by fulfilling those things, our calling election is sure. Not that God is not sure if he wants to really call us. Sorry. No, but that we become sure that he has called us because he's fulfilled all these promises. Right? Because he's taken us from darkness and brought us into his glorious light. Because Christ has raised us up and has given us light. Make manifest the darkness. And then Christ comes. He sheds the light upon you. He shows you sin. You know. But woe to that man for whom it stays darkness. You know, if the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And when they start lying to themselves. And denying. Thinking, well, I don't want to condemn myself. It's like, well, when Christ's light is showing you, oh, no, that's wrong. You say, well, I don't want to go into self-condemnation. But Christ is telling you that's not right. Well, I know I'm righteous. Let all men see your good works. Go away, cat. All right, that put the quiet to him. So, walk circumspectly. That's what I mean by this. It's like, see that you walk circumspectly. You know what circumspectly means? It means looking all around. At least in English, you know. Circumspect. Able to see in every direction. And I use that primarily concerning myself. You know, not being a busybody in other people's affairs, but I look at myself from the right side, from the left, from the front, from the back. And there's, you know what? And there have been times when people have come down on me in my life. And I've had to tell them, I'm like, you know what? Nobody is aware of my faults as painfully as I am. I am someone who God has given me this gift, this grace, to be able to see my faults. I feel like I see most all of them clearly. Even though I just said some, I was like, well, maybe that's fault. I'm like, it probably is a fault. Some of my joking is probably not of God. Some of it may be, though, you know. Like when Elijah, or the Lord just quickened my heart, he said, Paul, look at, prophets sometimes mock false prophets. So when you do that, I'm not against you. Right? That's what God just gave me. You know, like Elijah. Perhaps your God is on the toilet. You know? You gotta yell louder, boys, he can't hear you. So, thank you, Lord. He's just justified the good works. But I also know, well, my joking isn't always good. See, when it's good, it's good. When it's not good, it's not good. See, it's got to actually be, in my opinion, I want to speak, I want all my words to edify and to be good. I mean, like, literally everything I say and do. Like Jesus. I don't imagine that Jesus, I mean, he did do, I mean, I assume while he was growing up, he did work and stuff. It's like, give me that hammer. Obviously, there was more than just, his life wasn't just one big sermon, but his ministry, I don't know, you know, God has to reveal it. He has to give it. Whatever he gives me is going to be sufficient. And he's going to show me what is the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, according to the gift that he's given me. I'm admonishing you, walk circumspectly. Look around you. Don't make excuses for yourself. Don't condemn yourself either. Right? I mean, the thing is, I see error, but I don't necessarily condemn myself in it. I seek God in faith, saying, God, you said I'm going to be righteous. Well, what's this? I know it's me. Lord, hasten your promises to me that I could be righteous, you know. But I think of the things that because I have been forced to wait for some things, the way in which it has worked in me patience, and also I don't think we should be patient with sin necessarily, but what I mean is that I could be patient with other people who struggle in the same things. See, that's what I mean. I mean, not patience that like, see, when I have to struggle with sin, it's not that God is saying, be patient. You know, you're going to sin for a while. That's not right. No, no, no. Now, what he's saying is, now, when you see another brother who is struggling mightily with some weakness in his flesh, be compassionate. Be compassionate. Redeeming the time.